City councils in the Shawamigan Bay communities of Ashland and Washburn voted this year to go eco. That means getting off fossil fuels and onto sustainable energies and not using chemicals like PCBs or mercury that can't be safely absorbed back into the environment. This may sound radical to some people, but Ashland City Councilor Mary Raywald says it's a gradual but steady process. She says interest has spiked this year.
There's a consciousness through Katrina, the price of gas, the fact that the polar ice caps are starting to melt fairly quickly, that something's going on that's not right.
Last week, Swedish consultant Carl Henrik Robert visited Shawamigan Bay to encourage these eco-communities. Robert advises companies like Home Depot, Mitsubishi USA, and Nike, which use his natural step theory of self-sustainability and waste reduction. He says it's working for these corporations. He says other companies aren't looking at the big picture.
Whereas those who have a defensive attitude have bad luck. They are hit by skyrocketing energy costs. They are hit by penalties, insurance costs, tax, lost confidence on the market, difficulties to recruit intelligent, considerate staff.
In July, Washburn became the first city council in the United States to vote to become an eco-community. Ashland followed suit last month. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.